Low 65, Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 84.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan, the Insurance Man.
It's Tuesday afternoon. That means it's time for the last word in insurance with Dan, the Insurance Man. And he is here. Good afternoon, Dan.
Hey, good afternoon, AJ. Good afternoon, Jacksonville. You're listening to Dan, the Insurance Man. It's the Insurance Hour. We have got two guests in the studio with me today, Wayne Terry and Heidi Adderman. They're both with PuroClean, and they do water remediation, mold, fire, and even biohazard cleanup. So we're going to talk to them. We're going to talk to them about how this ties into your homeowner's policy and for cleanup in the event something happens, you know, God forbid, the inevitable, or not the inevitable, but the unexpected of a fire, a death in the household, or something that causes a biohazard cleanup. It could be your toilet overflowing. And you get raw sewage coming up through your toilet, that becomes a biohazard cleanup, and they have to come out and do things right away. So, Wayne, why don't you? I'm going to start, Wayne. Why don't you? So everybody, if you're listening, grab a pen and paper. Wayne's going to give out his phone number and website address, and then we'll give it again out throughout the show. But I'm going to let Wayne start by giving his information out.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate that. Nobody ever expects to have anything that's happened. Nobody says, hey, I'm planning for a water loss tomorrow. I'm planning for my place to catch fire on Friday. So the best thing you could do there is really pre-plan so that it's not, I mean, people are stressed out when they call us. You know, they don't know whether we're going to have to bulldoze their house and start from scratch or whether there's a way to get through it. They've never even thought about it before. So it's good to have a restoration company in your phone. The company I own, PuroClean Emergency Services, the emergency line is 904-573-3566, 904-573-3566. Hopefully you'll never need us. However, if you have a fire in your home, which could be started from anything from lightning that hits the house unexpectedly to, an electrical fire or somebody playing with matches or even a cooking fire, anything like that, you'd want to have that number available. We also take care of mold remediation. We take care of water damage, so a pipe breaks, or if a hurricane comes and you have the rising water coming out from outside, we take care of all of that as well. So fire, water, mold, and biohazard. Sometimes there's blood and bodily fluids for different reasons that you need to get taken care of. Give us a call. We'll be happy to show up and take care of the situation for you.
All right, Wayne, thank you very much. So, you know, let's kind of start with biohazard. There's all different types. Doesn't have to necessarily be bodily fluid. It could be a toilet overflowing, mm-hmm. raw sewage coming into the house. Could come from any source.
Sure.
So, you know, talk to me. You know, if something like that were to happen,
let me tell you. Sure.
Give us some examples.
So a lot of people get hazmat and biohazard mixed up. Hazmat would be fuels and oils. We don't do that. But biohazard, and some people go, what is biohazard? Well, some people also call it trauma scene cleanup. So if it's and I hate to be negative, but if it's a stabbing or if there's some kind of incident that happens in a building, crime scene, or as much as I hate to say it, you know, people commit suicide. It's a horrible thing, but it happens. It needs to be cleaned up. That would be a biohazard. So any place where you have blood or bodily fluids for whatever reason, it even could be somebody passes away in a home unexpectedly, just called an unintended death. We can take care of that. We can get the smell out of there or the odor in case it's been there for, you know, the person's been there for a couple of weeks before they were discovered. It's something that nobody really ever thinks about, but when it happens, you need a company to show up quickly and take care of that. Anything to do with blood, bodily fluids, or odor, we can take care of.
Okay. All right. And then for a biohazard cleanup, what are you looking at? What are what can people expect? What's an average cost on something like that?
It all depends how bad it is and how much is affected. So the big thing is response will show up within 2 hours or less on any kind of an emergency. We will assess the situation and see what's going on and see how much is affected. If somebody, let's say, fell on a kitchen floor and they're, you know, knocked their head open, there's a little bit of blood there, that's a little bit different than somebody that has maybe taken their life in a garage with a shotgun. There's a big difference in what has to be done. So we work with all the insurance companies, and it just really depends on what happened there and what all needs to be done to remediate it. But we work with all the insurance companies, and insurance companies take care of most of these type of situations.
And it's usually taken care of through the mold and mildew and water.
Through the biohazard is a little bit different, but there's water policy. There's water as part of your policy, and there's mold in a lot of policies. Some policies have it excluded, but most, that's one thing you want to check on is, if you own a home, you want to have the right kind of insurance. Don't cheap out and take the cheapest insurance possible, because when you have a problem, then it may not be covered. Really important to have that coverage. I'm going to flip for a second and say, if you have a pipe break in your home, that's not a flood. If you call the insurance company, you say, hey, I have a flood, you might get somebody on the other end that says, oh, I'm sorry, you don't have flood insurance, and they hang up on you, and you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe that this just happened to me. Really, a flood, to the insurance lingo, is rising water from the outside. So a hurricane or some kind of storm, some reason why there's water coming up from the outside. The reason I say this is most policies cover a water break, a pipeline break. Something goes wrong in a home, you overflow the tub, the sink you leave on, the water supply line for the ice maker bursts, that's all covered most times. But something rising water from the outside is considered a flood. You need to have flood insurance for that. You don't need to be in a flood zone for that to happen. We're in Florida, so it's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. And through Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Matthew, and many people said, oh, man, I've lived here for 20, 30 years. I had no idea. This never happened to me before. And all of a sudden, they have rising water coming out from underneath. So it's really important to have flood insurance. Also, if you're a tenant, it's really important to have renter's insurance. I don't know what the statistic is, but I'm going to guess it's 80, 90% of tenants don't have insurance for the furnishings. And if something happens, let's say the landlord has a place and a pipe breaks and it floods the whole place, the landlord's not responsible for your furniture. So you would want to have contents insurance on your furniture. And it's inexpensive, and they pay quickly. And that way, if something happens to the home, you have it covered.
And I'll agree with you there that the average cost for $100,000 of coverage on a renter's policy is maybe between $100 and $200 a year.
Very inexpensive.
Not even talking 10 or 15, 10, 15, maybe $20 a month. So what do you normally recommend? I mean, or what do you feel, or from an insurance standpoint, where do you see most policies, there's at least $10,000. Mm-hmm. But then there's always the ability to buy it up, $25,000 per incident or $50,000 per incident. So where, from a professional standpoint, because you come and do so many different types of cleanups, what would you recommend?
My big thing would be get with your insurance agent and talk to them about what it is that you have, whether house, cars, whatever it is you have, and talk to them about it and work it out with the insurance agent. Because I'd say it between you and the insurance agent, but you want to be covered.
Okay. Well, I hear the music, so I'm going to give out my phone number so that people can reach me off the air if they need to. Also, AJ, they took my little sheet of paper away with the new number. So
what? Oh, yeah, we got numbers for you. If you want to call Dan and his guests, the number to call is 904-831-0600. That's the number to call, 831-0600, right here at AM 600. And, of course, we're on FM 2 at 101.1. You're listening to Dan, the Insurance Man. It's all about insurance, and they've got the answers to any questions you have, all right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Give us a call, 831-0600. We'll be right back.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
The Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, voters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Again, that number to call in today if you have any insurance questions, and we got some great topics going on with Dan, the Insurance Man. It's 904-831-0600. Give us a call if you have some curious questions, even some regular questions. All right, Dan, back to you.
Thanks, AJ. All right, Jacksonville, you're back on. We're back on the air. You're listening to Dan, the Insurance Man. And again, I have a couple of guests here in the studio with me, Wayne Terry with PuroClean and Heidi Adderman with PuroClean. We're going to be talking about water remediation and mold and fire damage. And we talked about biohazard, and we're going to kind of pick up now with fire damage and some of the things that Wayne has seen that have happened to people with fire damage and stuff. And I can say from my personal experience, I had a next door neighbor once whose kitchen caught on fire, and we put it out called the fire department, of course, and we ran over there with some fire extinguishers and we put the fire out, and then the fire department showed up and they made sure the fire was out. But for weeks afterward, all you could smell in the house was smoke. So, you know, you think to yourself, well, it was this, and this was a small fire. It didn't really do, I mean, it did some damage. She needed a new stove. She needed some new backdrop on her kitchen where the stove was and everything. But it took weeks to get the smell out. And even back then, we're talking, you know, 15, 20 years ago now, even back then, it was a $10,000 remodel in the kitchen to fix all the actual char and everything like that. So, Wayne, I'll let you kind of take it away here. Tell us a little bit about fire damage and what people can expect if something like that happens to their home.
Well, there's a lot to a fire damage. We're in Florida, so most people have their air conditionings on most of the time because of the temperatures that we have down here. So when a fire happens, even if it's a small kitchen fire, the HVAC system or AC system is usually on, which means that it's going to pick up that soot and it's going to throw it throughout the house. So I've seen it before where it's a small kitchen fire and you go into the bedroom, the opposite of that kitchen way on the other side of the house, and you still have soot over there because it's come through the vent system. So you have two parts to this. You have the structural part, which is the house, and then you have the contents, which is you turn the house upside down, whatever falls out is a content. And that's the easiest way to look at it. And so the do-it-yourselfers will say, yeah, I'm going to go out there and grab some cleanser and clean all this stuff up. But they don't realize that you have to clean the walls, you have to clean the ceilings, you have to clean the carpets, you have to clean everything that's in that space. And you know, if you miss something, you're going to have that smell and you're going to wonder where the smell came from. So what we'll do is, depending on how bad it is, if it's really bad, we will pull the furniture out, take it back to our warehouse, do the processing of the furniture. And at the same time, we'll have crews out there taking care of the structure. And when we're all done, we bring the furniture back and set everything back up, put the knickknacks back on the mantle and get it all back to normal again. But some of it isn't that extensive. Some of it sometimes we can clean the furniture right in the house. We'll set up a clean room. We'll clean that room and then we'll clean the furniture and we'll run that through. So it all depends on how much stuff people have, how many items, and also, you know, how bad the fire was and how intense it was. Again, that's all about response as well. So if you have one of those, you want to get a restoration company in there right away, because the longer it sits, the worse it can get, especially when you're dealing with metals. They'll start to pit. Response is everything when it comes to water damage or a fire.
Okay. Any examples you can give us?
Oh, sure. Yeah, most you hit it right on the head. Most of the fires that we show up to are cooking fires, and a lot of it is multitasking. So you go to work and you learn how to multitask. You're answering the phone, you're playing on the computer, you're doing this, you're doing that. So you come home and you say, hey, I'm going to do dinner, and you get sidetracked. The phone rings and you go, and it's somebody that you haven't talked to in 20 years, somebody you haven't seen since high school. You forget all about the stove. You come back out, all of a sudden the kitchen's on fire. Or you get a knock on the door and it's the neighbor asking about whatever, and you forget that something's on the stove and all of a sudden it's on fire. But even without multitasking, we've had it before where lightning hits an air conditioning unit, or lightning hits a propane tank going to the fireplace, or hits the house directly, and that can be bad as well. And the best thing to do there is just know how to get out of the house quickly, even if it's dark, and call the fire department. And of course, they'll come out and they'll take really good care of it. And you could have a water loss and a fire job at that point, because of course they have to get the fire out and they'll dump water on it, and then we'll show up and we'll clean it all up.
Okay. So that's true. With a fire, if it's big enough and the fire, now you not only have the smoke restoration that needs to get done, but now you got to add
16,000 gallons of water.
Now you got to add all the water that's soaked, yes, potentially the inside of your house.
Correct.
And your furniture and your belongings that the fire department was soaking to put out the fire and save as much as possible.
Absolutely correct. Yeah.
So
it's a big ordeal and it's stressful. I mean, nobody, you know, you work hard for your home and you work hard for all your furnishings. It's not easy to see that those items go through that and then to think, oh my God, what am I going to do? You know, what am I going to do now? Do I have the insurance? Who do I call? What do I do? You know, I'm so confused. I've never been through this before. Nobody plans for this. You know, you plan on coming home at the end of the day and kicking your feet up on the coffee table and watching TV and relaxing. And so now you have to deal with this over the next several days or several weeks, depending on how bad it is. And all I can say is, Pure Clean Emergency Services will be there. We'll assess the situation. We'll talk to you about everything and we'll help get you through it as quickly as we can and get you back to normal, so it's nothing but a memory.
All right. All right. So, Jacksonville, if you're listening and you want to call in and ask Wayne a question, especially about water restoration or mold or anything like that that you may have experienced in the past or you might be experiencing now, you can give us a call at 904-831-0600. If you have a question for me about your homeowner's policy, you can reach me, Dan, the insurance man, at 904-730-3900 at Thomas & Associates. You can also go to my website, healthinsurancethomas.com, and reach out to me through the Contact Us page. And then, Wayne, if somebody needs to reach PuroClean off the air, what's the number?
It could be the emergency line and also the office line, 24 hours a day answered, is 904-573-3566, or you can go to PuroCleanOfJax.com, PuroCleanOfJax.com, or 904-573-3566.
All right. And then, if you want to call into the show, the number is 904-831-0600. And, talk to me about some of the training that your people go through.
Oh, well, we have our franchisor. We're a franchise outfit. So our franchisor is Tamarack, Florida. And they actually have a building inside a building. They have a warehouse, and inside that warehouse, they have a two-story house that has a crawl space, and they flood it. Matter of fact, Heidi, you can talk about this a little bit. They had a 100th flood, the 100th time that they've used this thing, and they had a big celebration. Heidi went through some training down there, and she's seen this. They had a lot of, dignitaries and stuff there. That was pretty cool. But they started out by throwing buckets of water all over the place, and then they flooded it, and they waited a while, and then they extracted all the water and dried it out. You want to say something about that, Heidi?
Yeah, it was actually a really cool experience because you're sitting in the classroom and you're learning all of these things, the science and all of that behind how we dry and we clean everything up. But then we actually get to go in the house, and we get to see where the water goes, and we get to talk about it in an educational environment instead of, at your house, for example. It'd be a bad place to be learning it. But it's very neat because we collaborate together and we talk about the best ways or why that one way didn't work. And by the week's end, you feel like you really could go out and do it, which I guess is the idea behind it. And they also make us take a really long test to make sure that it really stuck over the week.
Matter of fact, you took that test and you came out with a 99% on the test, which I think is best I've ever heard anybody doing that test. So you studied. I know you spent the evenings studying that pretty well.
Yeah, but it wasn't just me. We had a lead tech that went down with me, and he also got a 99. Yeah,
you guys really knocked it out.
Go out and party. We studied hard.
Studied on it. Okay. And that flood house also has several different types of carpeting in there and several different types of furniture, several different types of hardwood flooring. So whatever we come across, we're well-trained to be able to take care of it and get it knocked out. Yeah. So...
All right. Good to know. So I saw AJ was kind enough to hold up his little sign that said we have a 2-minute warning here. So if you want to reach out to us here on the show today, you want to call 904-831-0600. We've got two great experts that can talk to you about water remediation and mold and mildew. And if you even think you have a problem like that, or even if you don't think you have a problem but you've run across it in your house, we can get those questions answered for you, maybe some tips and tricks on how you can keep it from getting worse and not having to necessarily file a claim on your homeowner's insurance. So that's something to take a look at. When we come back from the break, we are going to talk about water damage in specific, and then we're going to end the show with mold. We'll see if Wayne can give us some tips and tricks for doing that.
That'd be great.
And then again, if you need to reach me, Dan, the insurance man, off the air, you can do that by calling 904-730-3900. And we got a few more seconds, so I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah. You can talk as long as you like.
Okay.
Because when we go to the news, it'll stop.
That's true. And I think the news is coming up here, so I will let, I'll let AJ take it away from here.
All right, Dan. Dan, the insurance man, is here with some great guests, and they're talking about mold and water remediation. If you have any questions, give us a call, 831-0600. We'll be right back after the latest news and a couple of comments, like commercials.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The director of a medical center in Venezuela's capital says doctors are treating 50 patients injured during street skirmishes. 30 of those injured were shot with rubber bullets. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Tuesday's infrastructure meeting between President Trump and Democratic lawmakers was excellent and productive. Mr. Trump met with Democratic lawmakers at the White House, with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saying afterwards, Mr. Trump agreed to a $2 trillion price tag for infrastructure investments. The two sides haven't decided on how to pay for it. Prosecutors say the 19-year-old man suspected of opening fire in a Southern California synagogue was arrested with a tactical vest, helmet, and 50 unfired bullets. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow is up by 38 points, but the NASDAQ dropped 67, the S&P up by 2. Crude oil up 41 cents to $63.91 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect delays because of an accident on the West Beltway, 295 heading south before I-10 on the west side. Also, there's an accident on I-10 heading eastbound at the US 301 Baldwin exit, and congestion on the East Beltway, 295 heading south from Butler Boulevard to beyond Bay Meadows Road. Expect partly cloudy skies tonight, low 65. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 84.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, May 3rd through Sunday, May 5th, it's the 56th annual Isle of Eight Flag Shrimp Festival at Fernandina Beach. Check online for daily hours. Friday, May 3rd at 7:30 p.m., it's Mercy Me in concert at Veterans Memorial Arena. And Sunday, May 5th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Orange Park Farmers and Art Market in the Town Hall Park.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
I'm Lou Dimes. President Trump rules out a hike in the gas tax. Pending home sales jump nearly 4% in March, and drug maker Merck sales surge. Those stories next.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to onestockretirement.com. That's onestockretirement.com.
President Trump today met with House Speaker Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer at the White House to discuss infrastructure. The president quickly ruled out a Democratic proposal to raise the 18-cent federal gas tax, the president stating he's the guy who cuts taxes. Pending home sales climbing nearly 4% in March, sales increasing as mortgage interest rates remain low, the growth of home prices also stabilizing, and that, of course, reducing pressure on potential buyers this spring. On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed, the Dow up 38 points, the NASDAQ lost 66 because of Google parent Alphabet's plunge, and the S&P gained 3. Drug maker Merck sales surged and profits quadrupled during the first quarter, and that, of course, blowing by Wall Street targets. Please join me for Lou Dimes tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dimes Financial Report.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Yes, we've gone to the last word in insurance with Dan the Insurance Man, and some great guests this afternoon. Dan, what you got?
Hey, good afternoon, AJ. Glad to be back on the air. So, you know, I said we were going to talk about water, and then we're going to finish the show on mold, but we're going to flip-flop that around a little bit. We're going to move mold up to the third segment here, and I'm going to kind of let Wayne take it away. We're going to go over mold, how you can maybe find out about it, some tips and tricks on how you can try to avoid it, and then what you might need to do or what you can do to see if it's worth it for you to call somebody like Wayne and Puro Clean to come out and do a test in your house to see if you have mold and if you even need to go through some remediation services. So again, if you need to reach us, if you have a phone call and you want to reach out to Wayne right now, you can do that at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And Wayne, I'll let you take it away.
Well, way back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, houses weren't wrapped as tight as they are now. Everything is energy efficient, so they want to make sure that the air conditioning is doing its job and staying inside as much as possible. So when you wrap these buildings really tight and then you have moisture on the inside, on the interior, you can start to grow mold. And we're in Jacksonville, we're in Florida in general. It's more than 60% humidity 80% of the time here, so it's a little bit different than it is up north. So you need three things for mold to grow. You need a water source. You need a food source, which would be something that used to be alive, like drywall or wood. And then you need moisture, and then you need stagnant air. So if you you decide to go out on a month vacation, see the world, or go on a cruise, and you want to save electricity, and you turn off your AC, your air conditioning, then you come back a month later and wonder why you have all this fuzzy stuff on your wall. It's because of the environment that we live in. So about mold, it's something that you have moisture. There's a moisture problem, and you have to get that taken care of. So a couple of tricks or tips, whatever you want to call them, would be if you are curious about mold and you're wondering whether you have it or not, I would first start looking around all the plumbing. Look underneath the counters in the bathroom. Look underneath the kitchen sink. Any place where you have plumbing in a wall. Look, look just above the baseboards, maybe behind furniture like a couch or, a dresser or something. And see if you can see anything black or see if you can smell anything that's odd. That would be the first thing to do. Maybe go up in the attic if you can do that carefully and safely. And see if you have any roof leaks. You'll know. Normally, you'll see water stainage coming down the trusses that could cause mold. A good tip would be: a lot of people like to take very hot showers. You should have a fan on when you're doing that, and you should leave the fan on for 8 to 10 minutes after you're done with the shower. So what I do: I take my shower, leave the fan on, go out, get dressed right before I leave the house, I turn it back off again. This gets all that moisture out of the house. If you're not using a fan or if you don't have a fan, maybe you have a window in the bathroom, maybe it's an older home, have the window open. Let that moisture escape the home so that you don't have mildew or a mold problem. But if you do, if you're curious, we can come out and we can take a look and see what's going on. Also, there's testing. Now, we're a remediation company, so we don't do the testing, but we have places that we can send you for testing. They'll come out, they'll do testing and be able to tell you what type of mold you have, if any at all, and if it's dangerous or not. When mold first starts to grow, it's not dangerous. It starts off just as mold, but as colonies grow on top of colonies, then it forms an off-gas, and that off-gassing can be dangerous. Is the mold in your garage? Is it in your living room? I mean, no matter where it is, you want to take care of it. But if it's in your living room and you're in the same area as that mold 8, 9, 10 hours a day, that's a little bit worse than if you're in your garage for 20 seconds when you get into the car and get out of the car. Either way, you want to get it taken care of. But is it dangerous? Well, the correct answer is it could be. It depends how long has it been there and is it growing. But those are things that we can help with.
Wait, does the color of the mold kind of show a determination as to whether it's potentially dangerous or not?
Not at all, but a lot of people will say it does. There are over 1,000 different types of mold. You can do research on Google if you like, and they come in all colors of the rainbow. And so the worst type of mold is Stachybotrys, and Stachybotrys doesn't happen in a day or two. It happens after a long period of time. So like I said, when it first starts growing, it's not dangerous, but if you leave it continue to grow, it can get dangerous. And the more it grows, the more damage it's doing to your home, to your drywall, to your baseboards. So it is something that you want to get taken care of, but I wouldn't call it a dire emergency like, say, water or a fire would be.
Okay. And then ultimately, what's really the difference between mold and mildew?
Well, I'm not a doctor, a biologist. I can't really tell you that other than it's all the same stuff. I mean, you know, you have water damage. It turns to some people say it turns to mildew first and then turns to mold. But either way, it's something that you want to have under control.
Okay.
And is it life-threatening ever? Or is it just health-related where it could cause you to have more colds or maybe be more your immune system to be weakened?
Excellent question. So the people that are most affected by mold would be the youngest and the oldest, elderly and babies and child. But people with immune systems that are very low, I've seen people that are just, you know, I don't know, middle age that are allergic to mold, and some people aren't. I know somebody that's not allergic to poison ivy. He can pull it off a silo all day long, no big deal. So it really, everybody is a little bit different. I've had one customer that had called me up, said, "Hey, I think I have mold in my home. I don't know." I went to look. She says, "I have puffy eyes every morning when I wake up, and I don't know why." And I opened up the closet door, which she never uses because she has a big chest of drawers. And her closet was full of mold, and it was off-gassing into the bedroom. So all day while she was at work, she had no problems at all. She'd come home, go to sleep, wake up, have these puffy eyes.
So when she should be getting refreshed, the mold is counterintuitive to that.
Correct.
And then she's waking up, and she's, getting the results of that gas, right?
Correct. And so I've seen it be dangerous before. I've seen people have mold in their lungs before. But, again, it doesn't start off that way. It starts off as a minor thing, but if you ignore it and you let it grow and let it grow and let it grow and say, "I'll take care of it someday," that's by that point, that could be where it could be a health hazard for you.
Okay. And then if people are like, well, I'll give you myself as an example. I had a closet in my house was built in the mid-50s. So of course it's not as technologically advanced as the house is nowadays. Mm-hmm. I guess you could say it breathes a little bit better, mm-hmm. but I had a closet that every time I opened it up, it would smell musty, mm-hmm. and I would see little black spots of what I would call mildew, but could be mold. Mm-hmm. I would clean it up. I put in Damprid to try to help with the excess moisture to keep it down. Ultimately, I kind of fixed it by just cutting and putting a little grate in the bottom part of my door and created a little passage for airflow.
Yep.
To help with the humidity and everything, and that pretty much took care of it. But so if somebody's in their house and they're constantly finding in an area, they're constantly wiping off those little black spots that most people would call mildew, the beginning of mildew or something like that,
So if you're cleaning it up and it's coming back, there's definitely a moisture problem coming from someplace. It could be coming from the caulking around the windows. It could be coming from – I've even seen it where sprinkler systems are off whack because maybe a lawn service hits the sprinkler system and knocks it off whack, possibly. 4 o'clock in the morning, they go off. A lot of people don't, you know, look at the sprinkler system at 4 o'clock in the morning. They don't realize it's hitting a wall. An exterior wall, and the sun doesn't, maybe there's some woods behind, the sun doesn't have enough chance to dry out that wall, so it becomes mold. I've seen that happen a lot, especially around complexes. So you always want to make sure that your sprinkler system is not out of whack and it's truly spraying in the way that you want it to spray. But if you clean it up and it keeps coming back, give us a call. There's a moisture problem there that continues to happen, and, you know, a professional mold remediation company should take a look at it and see where the problem's coming from.
Have you ever found mold like inside the air ducts or anything like
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it could be from condensation. It could. Some people have the air conditioning on and the sliding glass door open at the same time. That's not a good thing. Turn the air conditioning off if you're going to leave the sliding glass door open. But any place there's moisture for a period of time, you want to take care of that, find out what's going on with the source is, and take care of the source.
All right. Well, I hear the music. So Wayne, why don't you read off your emergency contact number so if somebody needs to reach periodically?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 904-573-3566, or you can go to purocleanofjax.com.
All right. And again, this is Dan, the insurance man, and if you need to reach me off the air, you can do so by calling 904-730-3900 or going to healthinsurancethomas.com and going to the Contact Us page and just finding my name and clicking email me now.
All right. Dan, the insurance man, will return with his guests right here. It's the last word in insurance. Dan, the insurance man, right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly, it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, these three words bring feelings of fear and anxiety. Contact J. David Tax Law, recently voted best tax attorney in Jacksonville by Folio Weekly Readers and selected as a 2019 Ultimate Tax Attorney by the Jacksonville Business Journal. When you owe the IRS or Florida sales tax and can't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. Don't wait. Call J. David Tax Law for your no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your tax problems step by step, explain your options, and how we will resolve your tax issues. Issue once and for all. See why J. David Tax Law was voted best tax attorney in Jax. Call now for a no-cost consultation. 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
One more segment to go, so you still have time to give us a call at 831-0600. And if you're outside of Jacksonville, that's area code 904-831-0600. Dan and his guests return right here with the last word on insurance. Dan?
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. Back on the air. This is Dan, the Insurance Man. We're here with Wayne and Heidi with from PuroClean. We're going to talk about water damage and again, some tips and tricks on how you can try to avoid it, how you can kind of try to figure out whether you're experiencing it. And, I mean, there's just so much that you can say about water damage because it can come from a flood. It can come from your toilet overflowing. And which is interesting that water that comes out of your toilet, if there's no raw sewage, it's not really considered kind of a biohazard. It's kind of more like gray water that they use for.
Correct. They used to call it gray and black and clean water. Now they call it category 1, 2, and 3. The toilet is really that's a unique mechanism when you're talking about water damage, because if it's coming from the bowl and it's got urine in it, they call it a category 2. But if it's got feces in it, it's a category 3. If it's got nothing in it but water, then it's a category 1. And if it's in the tank in the back, it's a 1. But if it's never been cleaned out and there's a lot of mildew in there, then it's a 3. Really, your restoration professional, whoever you call, they're the ones that need to make that determination and talk with the adjuster and say, this is what we got going on. And many people are out there going, okay, what the heck is a category 1, 2, and a 3? Well, The insurance companies measure this damage by how bad it is. And if it's got feces in it, a category three, you're going to remove everything that the water touched, and you're going to be doing processes to get that cleaned up. Whereas if it's a category one, we'll probably be able to save everything that got touched by the water. And it all depends on, and the toilet is that the commode is really the one thing where it could be so many different things depending on the situation. It's kind of weird to say, well, ma'am, when you cleaned up that that mess, was there, you know, because maybe they cleaned it, you know, they'll grab a towel right away and go, you know, before they even call the restoration company. Well, was there feces involved? Well, you know, that's a weird question to ask somebody, but it's really important because it depends on what level of assistance you're gonna give there, you know. So the other thing would be with water damage. When it happens, you want to get it taken care of as quickly as possible. Some people will, maybe their kid will overflow the bathtub. They'll clean it up with a couple of towels, and then 3 or 4 weeks later, they're wondering why their baseboards and their walls are turning black. Well, the water got underneath the wall and stayed there, and then it turned into mildew and mold. And so it's better to have it cleaned up right away. You know, if it's a clean water loss, meaning it came from a clean water source, let's say it came from a bathtub or it came from the water line for the freezer or, you know, for the ice cube tray, or it came from the washer line. If it's caught right away, we can clean it up and save. Well, you can't save parquet flooring or laminate flooring, but you can save a lot of stuff. 99% of the time, you can save everything the water touched. However, if you let it go for a couple of days, then it changes categories. It'll change into category two or category three. And the longer it goes, the more that has to be torn out. So a category three, you're removing everything the water touched, the carpet, the pad, the baseboard, the tack strip, the furniture, blah, 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 goes on and on and on.
How does that, what happens if you've got hardwood flooring?
Hardwood floors. We can save hardwood floors in a category one or a two. Category three, they have to come out. So again, you have a flood. The best thing to do is call a restoration company like Pure Clean Emergency Services and have us come out and take a look and see what the situation is, assess the situation, and we'll work with whatever insurance you have, we'll work with them, no problems at all. But you don't want to say, I'll get to that next week, I'll get to that tomorrow, because the more that it's there, the more the water is there, the moisture is there, the more it's going to cause further damage.
Okay. And then the other thing that I will I don't want to say harp on, but the point I will recommend is that you've said don't be cheap on your homeowner's insurance
correct.
Policy.
Absolutely.
So
correct.
I will say don't be cheap and reach out to your agent, or you can reach out to me. I'll do a free evaluation for you. We'll go over your homeowner's policy, and we will make sure that you've got the right level of water remediation. It's usually known as mold and mildew coverage, but that's really the part of the policy that you really want to have good coverage on, to make sure that if something like this happens, you get flooded, a pipe bursts, and you have water damage, your toilet overflows, whatever the case might be, you want to make sure you have you have proper coverage that's going to pay for the bill so that you're not reaching into your pocket.
And that is so important because, you know, the house is probably the most expensive thing you're ever going to buy in your life. Why would you cheap out on an insurance policy? You know, go talk to your agent, listen to them. They're going to explain things. I know the insurance, nobody ever reads their insurance policy. I mean, geez, even the lawyers don't understand what they mean. But you get with your agent, they understand it. And you know, get with somebody like Dan and just say, hey, can you explain this thing to me? Even if it's not Dan's policy, hey, Dan, take a look at this. Do I need to do something different? You know, he's got the experience to be able to help you out there. And again, you buy a big expensive house. Why do you want to cheap out on the insurance and then have problems when something does happen? Unfortunate.
Right. You know, and we were talking about pets.
Yes.
And pet odors. Mm-hmm. And then smokers. So you guys can clean that type of stuff up as
correct.
Well.
Yep, we do odor control, absolutely. And the two big things there are cigarette smokers. Now, nowadays, less people smoke inside the homes, but you might have somebody that smoked in it for 20 or 30 years. Now you're trying to sell the house, or realtors are like, oh my God, it's got a smell here. It could even be cat urine, or it could be cat urine smell or a dog smell. We can handle all of that. Now, on cigarette smoke, when you're smoking, the smoke goes straight up in the air and hits the ceiling first. So that would be we'd do it in steps, because maybe they've only smoked there for a month. Maybe they smoked there for 30 years. But we'd start with the ceiling, and then it might have to go to the walls, might have to go to the floors, the carpeting. And then the HVAC system, because, of course, when you're smoking, it's going to go through the AC system. And, you know, there's a big difference whether it's somebody that was getting out of their lease and was only smoking. You know, they always smoked on the back porch except for the last month when they were moving out. Then they didn't care anymore. Well, that's different from somebody that's a chain smoker and works out of the house and smokes 18 hours a day. So, you know, depending on what it is, we can help out with it.
So well, here's a question for you. We've been talking about homes and everything, but if somebody was a heavy smoker and they were smoking in their car and they want to get rid of the cigarette smell, can they bring you the car and have you Yep. remediate the vehicle?
Absolutely, and we've done a lot of those. We've done a lot of those. So, yeah, that's not a problem at all.
Okay. So do they bring the car to you, or do you go out to the car?
Either way, it's cheaper if you bring the car to us, but we will also go out to the car as well. Obviously cheaper because it takes us less time if the car is actually at our location. Yeah. And at our location is better too, because we can bring it inside the warehouse and I don't have to worry about, you know, rain or what the weather is going to be or whatever as we're taking care of it. So,
and typically how long does it take to clean a car out?
Like I can have it done in a day. Yeah. No problems. You could drop it off on your way to work and pick it up on the way home from work.
What's an average cost for something like that?
Oh, probably, you know, it all depends on how big the car is and how bad it is, but I'd say, you know, $200-$300 probably, something
so
like that.
It's not much at all.
Not much at all, because the car that you're dealing with, that's very small square foot, is not like a house. A house is a whole different deal, a lot more to have smoke damaged. Yeah.
So. And I ask that because if you're a heavy smoker and you're going to take your car in to buy a new car and you're going to get a trade-in, the dealership will actually give you less money on the trade-in if they open the door and a wall of cigarette smoke hits them versus a fresh, clean-smelling car.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So we've done motorhomes. We've done tractors from tractor trailers. Yeah, whatever it is that has the odor problem, we can take care of it.
Okay. And then what are some tips and tricks that people can use, like, to recognize if they've got water damage that they may not know? Maybe they didn't know that they have they had a leaky pipe, or they found a leaky pipe, but they didn't realize that the water had gotten.
Sure. I've even seen it where third bedrooms aren't used very much except for storage, and they go in to grab their Christmas items to come out, and their socks get wet, and maybe it shares the room with the bathroom. Maybe that wall is, you know, and there's plumbing in the wall. Tips and tricks, really, just keep an eye on your home. A lot of people come home, and they go to work, and they come home, and they go to work, and the weekend they have some fun, but they're not really paying attention to, you know, look underneath your cabinets every now and then. Wherever the water is, wherever the plumbing is, look around, and if you see any moisture, then you could have a problem.
All right, and I hear the music, so give everybody your phone number for PuroClean.
Sure. Our line is 904-573-3566, and our website is PuroCleanOfJax.com.
All right, so this is Dan Dan, the Insurance Man. We've got the music going on. If you need to reach me off the air to review your homeowner's policy or something like that, feel free to give me a call at 904-730-3900 or reach out to me through the website healthinsurancethomas.com at the Contact Us page and just find my name and click the little Email Me button.
That sounds great. Great information this afternoon, Dan, with your guest. We do appreciate that. And tomorrow we'll have the last word in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. It's all right here. Talk Radio WBOB.